Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective, featuring the friars from St. Patrick Church in Columbus. And now, Dominican Dimensions.
Welcome to the Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Stephen Dominic Hayes, and I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus. Today, I'm joined in the studio by my brothers, Father Tom Blau.
Hello.
Jerome Zeiler.
Hello.
And Charles Schonk.
Hello.
Let's begin, as we always do, in prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So today, I was thinking we might, as a topic, discuss the uses of the rosary apart from actually praying the rosary. And one of the things I find useful is the use of the mysteries, especially. I find of the mysteries of the rosary, whether we count them 15 or 20, is a splendid lens that enables me to see more clearly what's going on in the scriptures. So, for instance, if we were to look at the Annunciation is about the call of God. So many things in the scriptures that speak of the call of God to us. There's the whole business of Our Lady being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. When I often prepare my sermons, I take the rosary mysteries and, looking at the passage, sort of quickly pass my thoughts over each one of the 15 mysteries and see sort of what snaps into focus in the scripture. I often find there are things I hadn't seen before when I apply the mysteries to this. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, we were discussing this morning, and I objected strongly, as has happened many times before.
And I thought of other things to do with the rosary when you objected.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And that it wasn't doing prayer.
Okay. Well, good to know. No, I just thought that's true for some of the mysteries, like, you know, the crucifixion, obviously, you know.
Genesis 22, you know, the testing of Abraham is a good one. Whether the ram is discovered with its head wreathed in thorns and becomes a sacrifice substituted for Isaac on the mountain.
Right, yes. So that's, you know, like a kind of archetypal mystery. I mean, the crucifixion of our Lord was prefigured in many ways in the Old Testament, especially in that way. But what about other mysteries? I don't think it applies, or, you know, just for the purpose of this show, I don't think it applies to all the mysteries. Like, for example, the Visitation, that's about Mary visiting Elizabeth and, you know, expressing that, you know, her charity there. But that's not an archetypal mystery in the way the crucifixion is.
I don't know about that.
I think that the mysteries, the three sets plus one, and they are all, I think, in our lives meant to be something to meditate on for what happened in the life of Jesus the Savior, but also through grace in the life of the first disciple, Our Lady. And therefore, I do think somehow they are archetypal for us. They're patterns.
Everyone, I don't believe that. Everyone in the same way.
did any of those words pass my lips?
No.
their purpose of meditating on them is you take those and you say, put yourself up to what's going there and see where you're deficient, see where something things are happening in your own life. I think the whole thing of meditation, a lot of people pray the rosary, they start it and to get it done. They start it so late at night they can say, I got mine in. Well, at that speed, I mean, with that, you might as well be an auctioneer, you know? I've done this before. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed art thou, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, I can get a rosary done in 4 minutes, you know? Well, the mysteries.
Second row.
And especially with Dominic preached meditation. And so on the scriptures. And so the meditations of the mystery are there for a reason. They're there really so we can get something out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I can see Father Jerome's point here.
Thank you.
You know, insofar as certainly some mysteries are more central, like the crucifixion, you know. However, I think it is a good challenge to our theological muscles, you know, to try to, as Father Stephen Dominic Hayes, see a particular passage of scriptures through each mystery of the rosary. Now, we may fail, right? We may say, well, I'm just not wise enough to see the connection there, but everything is connected, you know. When you really dive into the faith, everything's connected.
Mm-hmm. The scripture, did the God visit his people only once? Mm. You know, the whole Old Testament is full of visitations of God and of his messengers, those who proclaim the message. The communication of the Holy Spirit, you see that in the visitation? You could look at the Spirit falling in King David, for instance.
I just finished a book called The Eucharist and the Rosary, and it's looking at rosary mysteries present while you look at Mass, and you look at the reality of the Eucharist, but you're looking at all the mysteries. And so that author said, I recommend it, The Eucharist and the Rosary, but I don't have the author with me. But he said with the visitation is that do we just receive the Eucharist and then grace? And then sit on it? Or are we supposed to get out there and go like Mary did when the Spirit came upon her?
Mm.
And he says the call to servanthood is really what he emphasized in the mystery, the visitation, that once the ite missa est, it's kind of like Mary, you know, she's operated in that mode of, okay, let's go out and serve because the Spirit has come upon me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she, right. I mean, just, I have thought about that one, but she receives. No, that's true. And I mean, that does say, that is a great point, is how the visitation itself is an archetypal mystery as well. I mean, you know, Mary receives the word of God as we receive the word of God in the first and second reading and then the gospel. And hopefully that penetrates more fully if Father's homily is decent.
The Annunciation, absolutely. Be having the Word of God, the words of the Father preached to you, given to you, and through the readings and joining the angels at the Nativity.
Yeah. Then the Word becomes flesh, and the consecration, and dwells among us. And then, you know, after that, and Mary, as soon as the Word became flesh, she made haste to the hill country, to visit her cousin who needed help because she was.
And so often we can make nap instead of making haste. That book by a miraculous pink 3x5 card came to me saying Eucharist and the Rosary by Matt Swaim, S-W-A-I-M. Matt Swaim, Eucharist and the Rosary. I recommend it. I've often thought, especially knowing that Dominic preached meditation on gospel scenes and Old Testament scenes, I've often thought, especially when the Holy Father opened up that third option of mysteries, fourth set of mysteries, I thought, you know what, to meditate on the gospel, would that there were 10 more sets. You know, I'm open to that. As a Dominican, I've advanced in that sense. I've only got 150 Hail Marys on my rosary, but I would like 10 more sets of rosaries, mysteries. Think of what it could be. You could have the virtues there. You could have the vice. Mm-hmm. You could have so many different things to help us in our meditation on the Savior and on the first disciple.
Our Father Jakob Sprenger, back in the 1500s, actually did that. He's the founder of the first Rosary Confraternities.
Really?
And I found the fraternity handbook, which has 365 mysteries in it.
Wow.
One for every day of the year, you know. A programmed system of meditation on the scriptures throughout the year for the members of the confraternity.
See, now, but I would...
Rats, he took my idea.
I would suspect that those aren't archetypal mysteries in the same way, you know? I mean, I think the ones given to us, you know...
By Our Lady.
By Our Lady, yes.
Certainly have pride of place, yeah.
Yeah, And no, it is good to reflect on what exactly is it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, it takes some work, I think, to look through and see what exactly is this mystery that I'm called to participate in. You know, like, for example, the Assumption. I mean, how do I participate in that mystery? What is that seems like a singular instance. That is not something I participate in at all.
The way that I pray that one is that's going to in not in the same way, but one day our resurrection will happen. Okay, and we will be drawn to the Lord. And if you stick with Christ, that movement is going to be yours. It's singularly Our Lady's, of course. Mm-hmm. But
What do you mean?
Our Lady has her privileges.
Yeah. Unique grace
like
of Our Lady.
Like the Assumption and the Immaculate Conception. But on the other hand, those privileges point to a general participation that all of us will have in a like salvation. So none of us were immaculately conceived at conception, but all of us were made spotless in the baptismal font mm-hmm. when we became children of the church. In the same way, we look for to the point where by the grace of the cross of Jesus Christ, we shall be transformed body and soul and pass through the last judgment as Our Lady already has. Mm-hmm. So, and I think you can look at places where grace has transformed, uplifted, changed people in the scriptures as a way to connect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I do think, you know, I raised that question this morning when we were discussing mm-hmm. what to do for the show. And, you know, I forget who said it, but they said, you know, a principal part of that is, you know, the mystery that everything that pertains to our nature, body and soul, it's all going to be perfected in grace in heaven. Everything that is good, everything that is essential, our sexuality and everything else, is going to be perfected. The perfection of grace of every part of human nature is modeled in Mary through the Assumption.
You're listening to the Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Stephen Dominic Hayes, and I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus. I'm joined in the studio by Father Tom Blau, Father Jerome Zeiler, Father Charles Schonk. And we've been discussing the mysteries of the Rosary as they open up the whole pattern of life in Jesus to us, not just in saying the Rosary, but in living it, in meditating on what Christ has accomplished in himself and in his Blessed Mother for us.
One thing I've recommended to people, I heard it is from someone, and I've done it, and it's really helped, especially recommend to anyone who is striving in evangelization, one, intercede. The Rosary itself is a great tool of intercession for those souls that you're trying to bring close. But the mysteries, the joyful, sorrowful, glorious, luminous, and that's why part of the reason why I want 10 more sets, or I'm going to find out who that father is again from so long ago and see what we can do. But to look in your own life and say, okay, what were those sorrowful moments in your life? You know, you can call them Good Friday moments or sorrowful mystery moments or Stations of the Cross moments. And you can, through the mysteries of the Rosary and those other forms, you can see God's hand in those moments when you look back. We should be able to look at our lives and say, what were those joyful moments when God brought me something awesome? When did God announce great news to me? When was something born, of course, of faith, but when was something born in my life? Mm-hmm. Parents can rejoice in the moment of the birth of their children, but when can that happen? The glorious mysteries, when things are just awesomely glorious in your life and lead you to God, and the times when you're aware of grace, like through the luminous mysteries, grace in your life. And the reason this is important is because you're going to meet people who've gone through Good Friday moments and joyful moments and glorious things, mm-hmm. and you see how God's hand is behind it. You see God writing in those events in your life, and that other person may not. Mm-hmm. And you can be the person that helps interpret God's hand in their life. And that is so important in evangelization, mm-hmm. is showing people how God worked. You just saw it as mere suffering, let me tell you what Jesus teaches us through the rosary and the stations and the sacrifice of the Mass. And so I think the mysteries also, if you come up with your own set for your own life, come up with your own, examine your own life and the life events and look for God's hand under the rubric of joyful mysteries of my life, sorrowful mysteries of my life. If you're in a Good Friday moment, hold the line, be faithful, because very soon comes Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a one of our older friars who's since passed away, but Father Clem Burns, he would sometimes preach on his own mysteries of the rosary, which was always entertaining.
From his own life?
Yeah, he wanted his own psalms, too. He had a whole collection of his own psalms.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, thought there should be other psalms.
Yes, even an eccentric man, very lovable man. But anyway, with regard to the scriptures, though, I think, you know, St. Jerome famously said that ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ, which means that every part of scripture speaks to us of Christ, right? And that's the same thing with the rosary, right? All the mysteries of the rosary mm-hmm. point to Christ or come from Christ. And so it makes sense to me, right, what you're saying, Father Stephen Dominic, it makes sense to me that every mystery of the rosary should be a kind of, or could be a kind of prism through which to view our reading of Scripture.
Mm-hmm. So. Because in one sense, Christ in his mysteries is bigger than Scripture itself. Mm-hmm. That the Word of God is present in the Scriptures, but even more expressly and fully in the living Jesus Christ himself. Mm-hmm. And his connection with our Blessed Lady, she shows that if we see in Christ what the Savior is, the mystery of God hidden, now revealed in Jesus Christ, we see it also beginning to be revealed in his relationship and work in his Blessed Mother. And that by extension to us, you know, we were talking earlier about people having your own Good Friday moments. I think, and these joyful moments, these glorious moments, sharing these too is where we draw other souls. You know, I think Christianity should be a program of attraction. We don't have to be a morals club. But if people see something beautiful in us, joyful in us, happy in us, splendid in us, breathing with the fragrances of God in us, then they will come looking for us. You know, they will want to have what we have, and that will be Christ.
Yeah, when you first proposed this, actually this morning, you were talking about the correlation between the mysteries of the rosary and what we find in Scripture, and the first thought that came to mind was, yeah, the Assumption and the Coronation, those aren't even in Scripture. those mysteries are in Scripture. We've already talked about the Assumption, but, I mean, in Revelation, you know, Revelation 12, I mean, the Bride of Christ, you know, the Ark of the New Covenant taking center place, and, you know, that's clearly in Scripture. The mystery that we will all participate in, even as St. Paul says, to some extent, you know, don't you know that we will judge the angels in heaven,
right?
All of us who are, you know, who have lived out the mysteries of the rosary, actually, that's a special grace given to us as human beings in virtue of the incarnation, passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, and you know, that goes back to the garden, you know, that Adam and Eve were stewards of creation. You know, they had a kind of
dominion.
A dominion, right? They were almost like a king and a queen, you know. And
yeah, but not of the angels.
No.
But now we
get something even better than Adam and Eve had, you know, the beatific vision and a kind of a regal dignity, you know, in our place, of course.
It's so important for people to pray over that. That's the beauty of those mysteries, our nose can be in the grindstone so much, or just the dirt. And the, you know, the muck of our society, of our toxic culture, and to grow in hope, and say that's the way things are actually going to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will see glory, we will wear it like a suit, and in scriptures, you know, Book of Revelation, St. Paul, crowns are given, you know, the reward of the merits of the saints, And it's good to meditate on that. So we don't think that this world is the greatest thing. Anything of this world is the greatest thing we can receive. We're made for glory. And, for example, with the crowning, that's what that shows. That's our end. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was speaking to a spiritual directee this morning, actually, about, you know, she was explaining, you know, some ways in which she, you know, is experiencing sufferings. And, you know, the first question is this a cross the Lord has given me to carry or not? So anyway, it became clear without going into detail that this was a cross that the Lord was calling her to carry. And, you know, this was good for me to reflect on myself. You know, naturally speaking, the ideal is for us not to suffer, for us to experience as much joy as possible, for everyone we know not to sin or be imprudent or cause us any kind of suffering in any way whatsoever. But for us, naturally speaking, that is the ideal. But supernaturally speaking, our ideal, the absolute ideal for us as Christians is to participate as fully as possible in all the mysteries of the rosary, which includes the joyful mysteries and the way that joy was brought there, and the sorrowful mysteries, fully as God wills, and then ultimately the glorious mysteries. But that's the ideal for us. The ideal includes a real participation in the sorrowful mysteries.
Right, yeah.
I think even you know, the glorious ones are not just for the sweet by and by. They're things we participate here. That, for instance, with the coronation, I mean, St. Paul says that we will reign with God. Our Blessed Lady does, because she does the will of her Father at every moment, just as Jesus does the will of his Father. And that is why the Father has put all things under the feet of Christ. This is the key to Christ's own dominion. And so what it is for us to be submitted to the Father's will, to live that freely, willingly, to participate in the dominion of the King of the universe, in that little quarter of the universe that we have, this is how the scriptures we hear become not only our story, but become the stories of other people who, as their lives touch ours, because we live them. It's not just to know them, it's a matter of living them.
Smitten. Spellbound.
Entering into pure contemplation now of the mysteries. Words cannot express.
In a parish mission I did, I always talk about the keeping, in, especially in the public rosary, keeping a good pace. And so I've heard people use that auctioneer rosary, Hail Mary, you know. I've also heard someone saying, Hail Mary.
the Montfort rosary, right.
Of, and it's right about when they get to of, I want to go up, like, get out of the confessional and say, how do you pray of? Come on, how do you pray of? Would you, come on, pick up the pace.
Balance in all things. Well, these things are being revealed to us bit by bit. They are mysteries. All right, so thank you for joining us today for the Dominican Dimensions. My name is Father Stephen Dominic Hayes. I'm a friar at St. Patrick Parish in Columbus, and I've been joined in the studio by Father Tom Blau, Father Jerome Zeiler, and Father Charles Schonk. Let's now end in prayer, as we always do, towards our founder, St. Dominic. O light of the Church,
teacher of truth, rose of patience, ivory of chastity, freely you have poured forth the waters of wisdom. Preacher of grace, unite us with the blessed. Amen.
Dominican Dimensions is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of Dominican Dimensions and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.